Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Quell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Ross covering. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to third. Salters moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boudreau. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Soltis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Wright reaches second base with a double. Hogue moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Hogue scores. Wright scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Ray Mack. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.